Urrea's nonfiction book, The Devil's Highway, was a finalist for the 2005 Pulitzer Prize. He has published fiction, poems, magazine articles, and short stories. His 2009 story, Amapola, won an Edgar Award from the Mystery Writers of America. He also teaches creative writing at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Urrea has been invited to past Sitka symposiums, but this is the first time he's accepted.
It's a think tank, but it's also kind of a soul tank, you know, where people come and expose their hearts to each other and make new community. So it's really cool to watch.
This is Urrea's second visit to Alaska. In February, he toured the state with his wife, a former reporter for the Anchorage Times. He said he's fallen in love with the area.
Coming from Chicago, I like the silence. It's so holy. Of course, I'm a sucker for eagles and all that stuff, but I was walking out on the trail through all the totems and went down to the river, and there was a beautiful bear paw print in the mud, you know, and I thought, it's just not going to see this in Chicago. That's what I love.
After he presented his TEDx Sitka talk on Sunday night, a member of Bill Moyer's staff got in touch with Urrea to request a transcript for use in an upcoming Moyer show.
I was just astonished to watch good, clearly church-going family people screaming hatred and threats at little children seeking refuge. So it was just kind of a, perhaps a little bit satiric, but heartfelt questioning. What are we supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with children seeking help? Are we called on to hate them or help them? What's our job? And I think it went well.
Urrea was impressed by the number of people who came up to him after his talk and asked for a hug. For a man who spent 10 years getting rejection letters, it felt like a measure of success. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.